Quran gives a psicha of what the yonim of bittul is. First he speaks about what the makor for bittul is, and then the Ran speaks out how does bittul work. Man bittul zeh mukav to the Gemara that yoda mina avoided sar shiyavato. Bittul nidim hefter. The Hur and the Ran, there's a nida in how bittul works. Is bittul nidim hefter, or is bittul something else? And the Ran is sasim v'loy pirish. What is the other side if bittul is not nidim hefker? As the Marik in Shirish Kufman Bay says the Tosafa on this Ran. He says there's two ways of understanding the musig of bittul. One way of understanding the musig of bittul is that bittul is that you're saying it's not chametz. To me, it's offer. And that's the nusach of bittul, lahavi ke'afra. But bittul is that you're saying it's ka'afra, it's not chametz. And therefore it becomes ois chametz. That's what the Marik says. And there's another way of learning, if that it's midin hefker. My nafkamina, zot the Marik, the obvious nafkamina, is the havdine hefker. Does it have to be bifnei shloisha? Does it have to be bepeh? If it's a hefker, it has to go with dine hefker. But if it's making it into offer, it works midin, a totally different din. Zot the Marik, the shita that says that bittul is making it into offer and not chametz is Rashi Imsachim Dalet Amid Aleph. Rashi Imsachim Dalet Amid Aleph says, what is bittul? Imesiach daitai minei umashvilei ka'afra. You make it into offer. As bittul means you're turning it into offer. Zot the Marik, an interesting hoysafa, choshev hoysafa. What's this musig? I have a nice piece of pizza in front of me, nice piece of bread, and I'm thinking, oh, this is offer, and it works? Where do you find such a musig? Zog de Marik, it's a mafurish sugya in Sukkah on the Abdalid, in Erevin. What happens if your sukkah is lamaila michof ama, and it's possible, and you want to be machshir your sukkah? This Gemara says over there, you take a material, you put it on the floor, and the Gemara says you're mevatel it to the floor, and it becomes karka, and now your sukkah is lamata michof ama. As you have a psul, your sukkah is gvoya midai, the same psul you have an erevin, if the lechi is gvoya midai. As what do? You put something on the floor, you say harezuka offer, it becomes karka, and now your sukkah is lamata michof. As Zogta Marik, you see there's such a musig that a bailim could be koiveya what it is. It's our beer. Rashi learns that over here there's a gzeres akosiv that bittul works. Over there by sukkah there's no gzeres akosiv that it works. L'choyer the chilek is poshet. Over there you took a piece of material, an item, an object, and you put it on the floor, and now you're using it as a piece of floor. As over there, when you kaveya the shimush, is now it's a piece of floor, everyone's walking over it, it's on the floor. Azen avada, you could hear that that's mevatel the shem oichel from it, it makes it into a piece of dirt, because you put it on the floor, you're using it as dirt. Over here, there's a much bigger chiddush. The Bailam is saying, this is offer, and it becomes offer, even though he wasn't miyachedit, he's not using it any different. As therefore, over here, you need a gzeres akosiv that it works. All the Marik is bringing is a moshel, a place ba'alma where you see the Bailam has a right to be kaveya, that it's ois offer. Zog the Marik, the mocha of Rashi is, because he learns bittul from the Lashon tashbisu, which is to destroy. Mashma, bittul is a form of destruction. Why is bittul a form of destruction? Zog the Marik, because in bittul what you're doing is, you're destroying the chametz, you're making it ois chametz, you're making it into a piece of offer. As that's the shita of Rashi on the Dalit, Rashi on Dalet Amid Aleph, Dalet Amid Beis, bittul is midin, that you machshev it kofar, and it makes the chayfetz into offer. And the Ramban on Daf Dalet brings a very nice diag like Rashi. He says that's why we call it Bittul. Why don't we call it Hefker? Hare in Kol HaShas, when we want to say Hefker, we call it Hefker. Why put when we come to Inyanei Psachim, we started to call it Bittul? It's a regular Hefker, according to Taisis. Zot the Ramban, that's the Mokar to Rashi, that it's a Bittul, is not Hefker. It's something totally different. Because that's the first Shita. Shitas Rashi, the Ramban of Daftalit brings, this is Shitas Rashi also. However, the Rishonim bring that Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and Taisis, and the Ran over here is not that great. That Bittul is Midin Hefker. Rather, so why do we call it Bittul? What do you do with the Ramban's question? As the Miri says an interesting seris. He says, Hefker is when you want everyone else to be Zeichene. As it's called Hefker. You put the cake outside the base medrash. Hefker lakol. What's the word? You want everyone to be Zeichene. It's Mutter lekulam. Everyone could be Zeichene. By Bittul, your kavan is not everyone should be Zeichene. It's Chametz. No one is Zeichene. The whole kavana is that you shouldn't be the Baile. As therefore, we gave it a different name. We called it Bittul. That's how the Miri answers. The Meshitas Taisis is that Bittul is a Hefka. Of a Frek Taisis on Dalet Amit Beis. And that's why, if you see in some of the Neschois of the Bittul that we say in the Siddur or in the Machzer, they actually add the words, we have a Hefka. Because of this Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that Bittul is Hefka. As the Ran over here says, he has a Mefurish of Gemara, a Raya to the Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't be Meramis, he's being Machrin and Machlekes Rishayim. But he starts off, he says, Bittul is Midin Hefker, like you see in the Gemara on Vava Mitveiz by Soifei Tein. Frek the Or Godol, Bitzarech Ian, where in the world did he find the Raya on Vava Mitveiz? That Bittul is Midin Hefker. Ubefrat, Rashi learns not that way. Even Toisus doesn't bring the Raya. The Ran comes along with this new Raya that no one else before him had. It's our beer. What's his Raya from the Gemara? As Kimuvan, it's going to be a complicated Cheshbon. As Be'ez Hashem, we're going to wait till Vav Amud Beis before we learn it. In the Mir, we're able to do this because we get to Vav Amud Beis. And when you learn it inside in the Sugya, the Raya will be much more Muvan and much more understood. That's the Sheet of the Mir. You wait, you learn it inside instead of breaking your head when you're out of the Sugya to figure it out. As Be'ez Hashem, when we get to Vav Amud Beis, we're going to come back to this Chelik of the Ran. What is the Raya of the Ran from the Sugya of Seifei Tehim? But we want to move to the next Chelik of the Ran. After he buys that it's Hefker, Abba Frek the Ran, three Bomba Shines. How could you say it's Hefker? Aval Gav, the Hefker Ki Agavna, Loi Mahani. Frek the Ran, how could I say Bittul is Hefker? I say it's a Mefurish, you go on Vav Amud Beis. Hare, Hefker is Loi Mahani in Bittul. Why? The Vadai, Mandi Omar, Nichse Didei, Levata, Lehavi Ke Afra, Loi Mashma, the Havi Hefker. If someone wants to be Mafker, his Nechasim, and he says, my Nechasim is Hefker, it's not a Hefker. The Ramban says, people own Afra. Saying something is Afra is not saying it's Hefker. People own Afra. Yeah, it's not something which is a Hefker de Ka'idam, it's something which has a Bayram on it. As why is saying something Ka'offer a form of saying something is Hefker? As number one, Frek Duran, the Loshin that we use for Bittul is not good. And we saw, therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says, you talk have to say Lahavik Hefker. And that's Arminic, that when you say Bittul, you say Hefker. Why do you say Hefker Ka'ara? As the Mi'iri explains, because you're saying, even though no one's zeich in it, but it's like a Hefker Dika item that no one wants to be zeich in, like Ofer. As that's why you use the Nusach of Lehavi Ka'ara. A zikr, you have to say hefker also, because if you're not saying hefker, how do you know you're being mafker? Why are you saying ka'afra? Because it's not the regular hefker. You're not being mafker that everyone should be zikr. As you say, it's hefker like the sand on the beach. Like something which is kilu, no one takes it. It's a hefker which is no man's. It's a nothing hefker. That's what you're saying. Oh, that's how the miyashu takes this. Shaila number two, if it's a regular hefker, frek the ran. Frek the ran, the Gemara says, Lahedya mevatl belibai. Bevadai le inyan hefker mamainai hefker belibai loy mahani. Dvarim shibalev eina dvarim. Frek the ran abom batasha. By hefker, if you think in your lave something is hefker, it's not chal. You need a dibur. Of a bittel, the Gemara says, bittel is mahani b'lev. Or if it's a hefker, why does it help the lave? This is the second shayla of the Ram. As on this shayla, there's a Shara Mishpat in Simin Sadik Ches. It's a little bit of a side sugya, but a very sadistic sugya. The sugya of Dvarim Shebelev, Einu Dvarim, appears in Kedusha in Mem Tes. And over there, the sugya is talking about where you sold something, Adaita Lemesa, the Ara de Yisrael. The person was planning to go to Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael. At the end, he decided not to go. And he wants to be Mavato the Mecca. What happened? Maybe there was a war. Something happened. But at the end, he decided he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. As he comes, he says, Mecca Tais, I only sold it to you because I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. And the other guy says, you didn't say a word. As we say, even though we know for sure that was his das, Abba Dvarim Shebelev Einan Dvarim, Zag the Rajba in Kedushin Memtes. That's only because he said he's selling it and he didn't specify the Tanai. He didn't say, I'm only selling it because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. It comes out, his words were mashma, he's selling it legamri, whether he goes to Eretz Yisrael or not. Azad the Rajba, when he comes back and says that I only meant if I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, Lashon Rajba, Hadvarim Shebelev Soisrit, Ladvarim Shebelev. It's different than what he said. As being that the Dvarim Shebelev are different from the Dvarim Shebepiv, it doesn't work. Like Rabbi Ochber is Masber the Rajba, because what he says is more kaveya to us than what he thinks in his heart. As therefore, we go Basa the Dvarim Shebepiv, and we don't go Basa the Dvarim Shebelev. That's only when you said something Bepiv, and you're thinking something else in your lay. But in this Ran, you're not saying anything to Ben. You're just thinking belave, you want hefker. As if you're just thinking belave, you want hefker. There's no Dvarim Shebepeh. Why should we say Dvarim Shebelev, Einoi Dvarim? Das frek di shara mishpat, zog di shara mishpat. This Ran is muchach, not like the Rajba. This Ran is Muchach, the Chsaron of Dvarim Shebelev, Ein HaDvarim, is not because the Dvarim Shebepeh are better, but the Chsaron of Dvarim Shebelev, Ein HaDvarim, is because what you're thinking in your heart is not relevant. It doesn't make a difference. Doesn't work. That's what the Shara Mishpat says. The Birchei Shmuel in Kedushin, Simen Aleph, Ois Gimel, he's miyashiv that the Ran is not a raya to the Rashba. The Rashba over the inclusion brings a bunch of rayas to his Yisoyit. He doesn't just Tom say his Yisoyit. He says the Ran is maskil. Oh, but there's two dinim of Dvarim Shebelev, Kedag and Shel HaRosh Yeshivas. It's the Svei dinim of Dvarim Shebelev. The Sugyan Gedushin is talking about when the Dvarim Shebelev, he said something. And there's a shayla, is it a mekach tois? As over there, if the shayla is in a mekach tois, then we say only when the dvarim shebelev is a stira to the dvarim shebepeh, it doesn't make a mekach tois. But the nidin over here is a totally different nidin. over there is talking about where you made a mekachu memkar, you did a maisa kinyan, you did a maisa mekachu memkar, a regular maisa mekachu memkar. The shaila is, but I was thinking different than my maisa. Over here, the ganze chalois is happening because of your machshava. That, the Ran is saying, a new yisoid. Machshava shebelev can't shafa chalois. You need a dibur to shafa chalois. Machshava shebelev is not enough to shaf a chalois. It's a new klal of dvarim shebelev, einon dvarim. And Rebbe Ben makes a gavaldik diuk in the Ran. The Ran doesn't be mitzayin the sugin kedushin of dvarim shebelev einon dvarim. If he was coming mikoyach the sugin kedushin on memtes, he should send to the famous sugin kedushin memtes of dvarim shebelev einon dvarim. Why didn't he send to that sugya? Mavur, the Ran is saying a klal averes. The Ran is saying that the shafa chalois, you have to have a dibur. Dvarim shebelev is not strong enough. As the Birchus Shmuel over there says it, he doesn't explain the klal. In another place, there's a sefer Chidushei Ushurei Rebbe, which is the stenzloch of different talmidim that went to the shurim that Rebbe gave the Teh. He explained the yesoid that because dvarim shevalev, what you're thinking in your lev, is not a full gemiras das. It's not a strong level of gemiras das. When you say something, as that's a strong level of gemiras das. It hit the point, you're saying it. As that's a much stronger bita of gemiras das. Thinking in your lev is not a strong level of gemiras das. The shafa chalois, you need a das, which is a strong das. A weaker das is not strong enough to be payo b'chalos. That's how Rav Ogvev was mazmer in shir and one oifin lefi, one kisvei talmud. Thus is the yisoid of Rav Ogvev in the Iran. Lefi ze, you could answer another shayla that they ask on the Iran. The Avni Nezer asks on the Iran that Toysis in Shabbos daf lamed amid beis l'choira is mavur teretz on the Ran's question, which is why they say yishmak, because Toysis is the one the Ran's coming to ask on. Toysis says when there's a umdina demucha that the person doesn't want to be over an iser, as you can't say there's a chsarn of dvarim shebelev because it's dvarim shebelev kol adam. Everyone knows what he means because he doesn't want to be over an iser. I say, "Bezei zokt avni nezer." There's a pasha de teretz on the shayla of the Ran. Vosreg the Ran. It's dvarim shebelev einon dvarim. It's not dvarim shebelev. Everyone knows he doesn't want to be over an iser chametz. He really means the bittel. He really wants to get rid of it. No one wants to be over isurim. Chas v'shalom. As there's a umdin with the muchach, it's not dvarim shebelev. Bechayel to pasha the teretz.
Gemara not like that.
I should hope not. But if it is, then you have a question on Tosis on Shabbos, daf lamed amid beis. So Bez Hashem, when we learn Shabbos, we'll handle the Gemara. But Tosis on Shabbos, daf lamed amid beis, says the Yisrael. It's kind of stubborn. Zok the Achiezer, the Fidi Yisoid of the Bolver, is the state dinim of Dvarim Shebelev Einon Dvarim. Over there, Tosis is not talking about when you're creating a chalois. As over there, Tosis says there's a chsarn. Or Tosis holds it's even when there is a chsarn in a chalois. But the Das Daran, you'll say that when you're talking about creating a chalois, as that's a different chsarn of dvarim shebelev einon dvarim. The idea is something that's in your heart is not a gemiras das. You need a higher level of das. You need to say it. As even if you know what the guy means, even if you know what the guy wants, it doesn't make a difference. Until he says it, there's no gemiras das. The level of the gemiras das is not the same. As the Ran holds, dvarim shebelev kol adam doesn't help by a sias chalois. That's the big chiddush of the Achiezer. If he this is soyder revolver, he adds this knitch. That way. Okay, as that's the shayla of the Ran on Tesis, the second shayla, if bitul is hefker, as how do you have? As we have a mahalach, a rajba, it's farm shavalev, kolodam, wohomdina, and the Ran didn't learn that way. The third shayla is from Shitas of Yaisi, that hefker kematana, ma matana, adisa mishus zaycha, the nafka mishus noisen, hachinami behefker. The Rabbi Yasi Hechi Mahani Bittul. So on that, the Ramban says the Teretz on Daphne Halid, but we're after Shia Klali and it's very late, so we'll leave the Eilam look on their own. Okay. As that's the Ran's three questions. On one hand, he proves from a Gemara on that Vavam it bays Bittul is Mitam Efker, but he has three strong questions. If Bittul is Mitam Efker, number one, why are you saying offer? The lashon's not good. Number two, why does it work belave? And number three, what do you do with shitas Reb Yaisi? Those are his three strong questions. As therefore, the Ran continues. Zog the Ran, elahainu taima mishum. Dinihi demai dahavi b'shusi dinchi loy matzi mafkele ki ay gavna chomet shani. Lefi she'eno b'shusa shel adam. Chometz is Yisurei Ana. Yisurei Ana is Einoi B'Shusa Shel Adam. There's a chesaron in Bailus. Anything that's Asa B'Ana, you're not a Bailam on it. You can't sell it. It's not, you're a lower level Bailam. It's Einoi B'Shusa. Why you over on chametz? The Gemara in Vava Mebei says there's a gzeris hakosiv, even though Yisuri Ana is einer b'shusai, osa hakosiv ki iluhu b'shusai. U'mishum ochi b'gilu d'aita ba'alma d'loi nichalei labi s'chusiv v'gavei klal sagi. U'mahani. Therefore, Yomagala Das, finish. Hefker, it's yours. You want to be mafkerit? You need a diva. But over here, anyway, it's Eina B'Shusa. Tisuri Anna. No, Vos, Asana Kosev, Kilo B'Shusa. As when you say you don't want it, and you don't even have to say it, when you're in the heart, you don't want it, it doesn't work. As what is shot in the Ran? As the Makar Chayim, in Simin Tov Lamed Aleph, in the Psicha, says that Pshat in the Ran is the Torah didn't make asana kosev b'shusai if you don't want it. The Torah only made asana kosev b'shusai if you want it. But if you don't want it, the Torah didn't make asana kosev kilu b'shusai. As enoch inami, it's not a hefker. And still stays yours, the same it was before. So we all know you have a ksaz bailus, it's still yours. The hefker is not chal. All you're accomplishing is your kibbutz. I don't want that son of Kosev. As the Torah doesn't make it. Thus is the Pshat in the Ran. The MS in the Rishonim, when they bring this Mahalach of the Ran, the Ramban, when he brings this Mahalach, the Chayr is very Meduyik, like the Mekar Chayim. Like Adam Gogol Kalmar, it's Mevur Meduyik in the Ramban. However, there are many questions on the Ran, if that's what the Ran means. Reb Shimon in Shal Yoshev, in Shal Hey, is choylik on the Ran. Number one, he starts off. The Ran started off. Is there a raya from the Gemara that Vavam Mebeis Bittul is within Hefker? What? He fell away from it. Now he's being choyzabai. It's not midin Hefker. It's a third thing. It's not Mashman the Ran. He started off. Is there a raya from the Gemara that's midin Hefker? Aleph. As number one, he says the lashon of the Ran is not mashman that way. Number two, Frek Reb Elchanan on Daf Vav Amid Beis a bomba kasha. The Gemara on Vav Amid Beis says that chometz la'achar zman yisura you can't be mavato because you're not the bailer. And the same way you can't be moicherit, you can't be mavato. Frek Reb Elchanan. Lefila Ran, Bittul is not a hefker. You don't have to be a bailim. All Bittul means, I don't want it. When I don't want it, the Torah doesn't put it into my rishus. As why do you need to have Bailis to do it. Thus Frecker Bilchanim. Bishlema Bittles Hefker and Asi of the Bailim. As the same way when it's Aser Bana, you can't be Moicherit. When it's Aser Bana, you can't be Mafkerit. But if Bittel is not Asi of the Bailim, it's just the Torah didn't make us on HaKosev when you don't want it. Who cares if you're not a Bailim Gmurim? Still, it's your chametz, and you're saying you don't want it. Thus, Fred Azubuchanan was mechaven the ruach kodshoy to the Rabbeinu David and Pesachim that asked the kasha. The reason why Rabbeinu Azubuchanan does not bring the Rabbeinu David is it came out afterwards. Someone in Chicago printed it from a ksavya many years after Azubuchanan. Mamish Azubuchanan's kasha. Famous Shaila is the Rabbeinu David Shaila. The Rabbeinu David asks the Shaila, he says a teretz, v'halbe yishlovim the teretz, v'ein kan mekon. Is that Shaila number one? Shaila number two in the Ran, is the Ran mineyu beis, muchach, not like the Makor Chaim. Why? The Ran later on daf gimel on the beis, and daf be'a Ran. The Ran dons, could you be mevatel al yedei shliach? Let's say you're not going to be in your house at the zman of dikun, the zman of bittel, because you want to make someone as a shliach for you to do dikun bittel. Are you allowed to make a shliach to do bittel for you? Zog the Ran, bittel is hefker. Hefker you can't do al yedei shliach. As bittel you can't do al yedei shliach. According to the Makor Chaim, the Hava Mina was Bittel is Hefker. Abul Maskan, it's not Hefker. It's just if I don't want it, the Torah didn't make us on our cause of Yeshusai. As how could he bring the Nidin of Hefker? How could he compare it to Hefker, the Maskan as Haran? And B'doimel is a Shver in the Maram Chalavi, he says exactly like the Ran. And then he asks that the bittul is an ason akosiv, and then he asks, so why don't you need shloisha? You see clearly that they're learning, it's still going with Dine Hefker. As number one, the Ran is meduyik, it's Hefker. Number two, the Ran says clearly it has Dine Hefker. Number three, the Gemara on Vav Amid Beis is clear that it goes with Dine Hefker. As we see, Pshat in the Ran is not like the Makor Chaim, period. The Shaila is, what's Pshat in the Ran? L'choira, the Kivun in the Ran will go ba'ayfin zu. That, being that you're not a Bailim Gemurim, a lower level Hefker will help. When you're a Bailim Gemurim, it's mamish yours, you need the highest level of Hefker. But when it's a lower level Bailis, as then the when you're a lower level bailis, then a lower level of hefker will help.
I mean, it only becomes a lower level of bailis at the Zman Ezra.
Oh, Rega, that we'll see in a second. You're asking. Okay, that's the Tchilas Tavra. Lemaisa, the Mamakim Shibai, we really need to explain more. But I realize there was a ship lolly, as for now we're gonna leave it open. We'll just say the kibun, we're gonna come back to it. Just giving the trilas kibun in the Ran, we have to come back to it and finalize the part. Okay. Yeah, it's not fair, like 103, if the whole ship lolly that comes with a heavy people, we're gonna leave it. We'll just say the trilas kibun, we're gonna come back to it. Okay. No, sister, that has to be the kibbutz in the Ran. He's saying it's a hefker, but it's not the regular din hefker. Oh. Zuck the base mayor and ice, top lamed aleph, simin top lamed aleph. The Velt, he quotes a very early akron, says that Toises and the Ran learn bittul is hefker. And the Velt was loy sam leib, meaning that Acher was loy sam leib, that it's two worlds. Toises is learning, it's a hefker gomo. And the Ran is learning, it's a hefker on the son HaKosev. It's Svei Velting. Lafit Taisis, it's the regular Asiyah of Hefka. And Mamela Taisis says you have to say Hefka. Lafit Iran, it's just your Mafka Dasson Akosif. And Mamela, it goes with different Dharma. According to Iran, you don't have to say Hefka. Ba'alocha. You could say Lahavi Kafu. Why? Because all you're doing is you're being Mafka Nasson Akosif. For that, that Lashon is good. As that points out the base mayor, and it's a huge yesod, that Tosfos and Iran, even though they both learn it's hefker, but it's a different kind of a hefker. The fi Tosfos, it's the regular hefker of Kol HaTorah Kula, and the fi Iran, it's not. Is there a nafka mina l'dina between Tosfos and Iran? As we want to say, a gishmaka festa nafka mina l'dina, mamish a nafka mina l'maisa. When is the Hefker Chal? According to Taisis, that it's a regular Hefker, as soon as you say at night, Halize Boto, the Hefker's Chal. But the Kitzer, if and the next day, when you say Halize Hefker again, so at night, you're only Mafker Made Loi Chazisa, what you didn't see. It's good, it's in Aramaic, so it's good we know what we're saying. Why are we mevatel twice? At night we're mevatel what we don't know about, and by day we're mevatel what we do know about. As b'kitzah, by day, after you go and you burn your chametz, and you're mevatel it, let's say you burn your chametz very early, and you save like a nice piece of chametz for your breakfast, after you're mevatel it, someone can come in and eat your chametz. It's not yours anymore, it's hefker. In fact, the Ramban, Simen Tov Lamed Daled, says a chiddush la'alocha. How do we do it? We burn the chametz and then we're mevatel it. Why? Zok the Ramban, because if you're going to be mevatel it before you burn it, as soon as you mevatel it, it's hefker. As if it's hefker, you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of beer chametz if you burn it afterwards. Azok der Amah, therefore you do what we do, we first burn the chametz, and then we mevatel. Because if you mevatel it before you burn it, you wouldn't be makai. The makar is a rush that says once you mevatel the chametz, it's enosh eloi, and you're not, there's no mitzvah of beer. That's good if it's a regular hefker. But if the ran that the hefker is on the sona kosi, when is the hefker chal? The hefker is only chal when it's neser ba'ano, when you come to the ason akosif. That's mechatzoy sayoyim. By chatzoy sayoyim, it's also ba'ano, and there's ason akosif. Oh, but before chatzoy sayoyim, chometz is not also ba'ano. As lefi the ran, the bittel is only chal bechatzoy. As you could burn, you could be mevatel the chometz before you burn it. Because it's anyway not going to be chal till it becomes asabana, and then there's asana kosev, which is later on. As the tzlach and the shagis arye amavur, clearly they learn lefi the ran, the bittel is not chal till later on. The tzlach is the first tikkul on the mesechta. The shagis arye is in simin ayin zayin, ayin tes, and pei gimel. But it's a kama pomim in the shagis arye. It comes out from the shagis arye, and the slach, they understood that. As lefizeh, we mamish have a nafkamina ladina. Do you have to be mavatal after you burn it or not? Is it hefka right away, or is it chal later on? Yes. As that Ramah is because he's pasking like Tosfos, it's a hefker gomor. And the Ramah says you should say lahavi hefker like Tosfos. If either on both dinim of the Ramah are not true. It comes out mamish a nafka mina ladina in this gedah of lemaise. It's a very interesting question on the Ramah, and with this we're going to finish it up. It comes out that bittel doesn't work because it's not a real hefker. The only reason why it works is because chometz is also vano, and when it's also vano, it's asana kosev b'shusay, and you're making a hefker on the asana kosev b'shusay. As when is the bittel chal? The regets neser vano, And when you make that song, when the Torah makes that song, Akosu Kilu Rishusai. As I was saying, this is a very simple Havana question. I read the Gemara on Vava Midbei says, La'achar Zman Isura, you can't be Mavatal because it's not yours. As when are we saying it's Chal? When it's Neser Bano? But when it's Neser Bano, you can't be Mavatal. Let's say Chatzos is 12 o'clock. Example. As if you want to be Mavatal at 12:01, it doesn't happen. It's too late. It's already Aser Bano. You want to be Mavatal at 11:59. You can't. Because it's not Aser Bano yet. And you're saying Ka'ofer, you're doing Vilev. As when is the Betul Chal? As the Olam wants to taina, the basachas, the regits nezer is supposed to be chal. You have that split millisecond where the bittles chal. You just need a millisecond to say the word. In that millisecond, in that reg of time, if it exists, in that reg it's chal. Leave the Olam about it. Okay. As thus is the Yisoidis of Bittel, the two Mahalchim of Bittel. Bittel is making a Ka'ofer, Bittel is Hefker. And we saw this two Mahalchim and Hefker. We saw Nachamina, the Dinas. As this week we saw the Yisoidis of Bittel, the Yisoidis of Bika. As it's reparation next week. But as is Hashem, next week we are going to start the Sugya on Sunday on Dalit Amid Amid. There are two Dafim now that if or is Laila or is Yoim, and it brings a lot of Zaitik and Akudit, as it's very important not to skip, and very for not skipping. So as is Hashem, the Olam has Friday night, Shabbos, Matzi Shabbos. As Hashem, you have plenty of time. You could join the Helig Yidden that learned Daf Yemi. As Bez Hashem, the Olam could be Daf Yemi Yidden, a beautiful movement. Friday you could learn Daf Bez Amud Aleph, Gimel Amud Aleph, Daf Dalet. Get to Daf Dalet by Sunday. Bez Hashem in Shir, the Teyelis of the Shir, not Chas Hashem was skipping, we're learning it, but the Teyelis of Shir, we're going to start on the Abdalit on the Aleph, the Sugya over there, after the two dots, on the Abdalit on the Aleph. That's where we're starting on Sunday, Be'ez Hashem. Tonight also, just we did it last month, the Prophet suggested it was very mutzlah, that just the question answers to do after night Seder, especially for the new Bachram that are adjusting to the mirror, if they have any questions. Please don't ask if you should go to Shir Klali or not. That's everyone has Seichel HaYasha to know what the right thing and zikrus, whatever. But other questions, please. That's the But questions about adjusting, also for the Olam. As much as you're in the mirror, there's still always questions. There's always questions about life. So we'll give it a try. So we're at the night Seder at 10:30. Olam can handle. We'll start off for the newer Bachar. They should ask first about any questions about the mirror, the adjustment, the pulling. And next time we'll continue on with other questions.